Biotech, the new soap and pre-wash powder called SF68. Stories which plunge vividly into other worlds, other dimensions, other times. SF68. Adapted for radio by Michael McCabe. The Answer.
Mention in front of you.
Thank you, sir.
You know Dr. Trumbull?
All too well. I flew with Mark Scott when we dropped thermonuclear number 11 on a parachute.
How's everything at Los Alamos?
Oh, same. You know, they'll feel better later today if this one comes up to expectations, I reckon.
Well, gentlemen, there in the lonely ocean is the target. Yeah. On the horizon. That island was created by volcanic cataclysm millions of years ago. Today, it is destined to vanish off the face of the sea. Somewhere 100,000 feet above us, a B-111 is closing in. The big bomb will fall and poof. 5 minutes. Now, getting close, gentlemen. 5 minutes. Come on, welcome. Come meet General Scott.
Countdown for the hardest part of a weapons test, Senator. What's gone before is work, sheer hard work. What comes now is, well, it's like exploring, really, hazardous exploring. Nobody really knows what'll happen.
Things tough, huh?
Setting this one up? Bugaboo. Operation Bugaboo in Test Series Avalanche.
2 minutes. Almost soon know everything there is to know, General. 2 minutes.
Orders for the goggles next.
Idea is to make sure there's no leak of light at all. Absolutely black, huh? Otherwise, you could damage the retina.
Suddenly, I almost wish it wouldn't go off.
What's that, General?
Well, nothing, Senator.
Down, we're close.
1 minute. All goggles in place. Exposed personnel without goggles. Get down. Turn back towards west. Cover eyes with hands. 10. 9.
Very loud voice. A button would be pressed. $1 million worth of tax money would be wasted.
3.
Why
2,
are we doing
1,
this?
0.
TLS, General Scott. Shall I switch it on?
Right.
Scott here.
Lawson. Point L 15.
The instrument site near the mission school, Tempest Island.
Right, General. Matter of import Z. Emergency.
Can't clarify.
No, sir.
Right, Law. Be over. Oh, Lieutenant, would you get me Captain Elverson? I'd like a whirlybird ride.
Everything we've fought and believed in. Not. Science is not. Who knows what the next move will be?
Shut up. He. It's dead.
It looks dead. Yes.
A tripropulse or something.
No! Don't you even touch it! You're not fit to be here! You're not so kind! You scientist! You see what you've done with your last inferno bomb! This is the end of the world! And you are responsible! You are the destroyer!
Reverend Sims, I am a soldier in charge here. If your surmise is correct, and this is indeed an angel, then he who created me will be my judge. But you haven't examined the victim. Now that is neither human nor Christian. Suppose it only hurts and needs medical attention. Suppose it's not what you logically assume. Suppose it merely happens to be a creature, like ourselves, from some real but different planet. Thrown, say, from its spaceship or something. By the violence of this morning's test, huh?
Hold, heretics! It's the angel Gabriel! And you are the destroyer!
We'll take it back to the mission. That man has lost his mind. But when we get back, Raw, you get headquarters again on the line, on a Z-line. Have him send a helicopter. Have General Beautiful fly in now, if possible. Give no information except that these suggestions are from me.
Yes, sir.
Then, block out all communications from this island.
Yes, sir.
Rawson, you hold the legs. And when we get it back, I'll drive. Okay, come on now. See that those wings don't drag on the ground.
Captain
obviously of great power. Constructed to beat wings. And those wings are operational. Not vestigial. Perhaps he comes from a small planet where gravity is so slight that the wings suffice for flying about. I don't know.
She likes a lot of flowers around the place. I mean, we've seen that old test on and on. We're sick of them anyhow. Then the angel came right down, all sort of spiraling like a bird with an arrow in it.
Yeah.
Well? Oh, well, it came down. Stood there a second. Then it sat.
Sat? Did it see you?
See me? I was right beside it. Sat there crying for a while.
Crying?
Oh, sure. That old H-bomb must have heard it. It was sobbing and crying, something awful. Then it stopped crying and smiled. It sure had a wonderful smile.
Then what?
Well, I didn't know what to do. I mean, I never saw an angel before. Then it said hello. I said hello as well. You know, we were becoming pretty friendly. Then after a little while more, it sort of tucked its wings in a little and said, I was a little too late. Then it sort of died. Can I have a light in your Jeep out there, General?
Say that again.
Mr. President, the bugaboo test brought down something on Tempest Island which looks human and has a pair of wings. Why, it must be something, all right, Mr. President.
Angel. Imagine. All my life, I've tried to be a good man. Oh, that's what I've tried to be.
Yes, sir, Mr. Brother.
You sure the Reds haven't monkeyed with our wavelength?
A card projector.
Whatever it is, well, it's the end to what has been for the last 15 years. And that's a good thing. The Cold War could not have gone on forever. Get the rest of the cabinet up here, Smith. Get the rest of JCS. Get Ames at CIA. This thing has to stay absolutely restricted.
The garrison must be drunk!
I assure you, comrade, it was while the technicians were correlating their bomb data and the sky over the test base was still lava that the coded word came in to the commanding officer of the base concerning the casualty.
Who found the thing?
It was found, comrade, by a peasant who had been ordered to evacuate his hut in that region weeks before. After the casualty, he was shot for disobedience.
And the casualty?
It was discovered in a dying condition.
Wait.
Yes, comrade, I saw it myself.
It is an American trick.
No, comrade. And there are, were, no interplanetary vehicles about. Nothing on the radar.
You will return to Siberia. I shall accompany you. I will examine this.
Buildings have been bulldozed down. make room for the new airfield. And that's why I'm being sent away to school.
Ted, what say we go back to where it happened? I'd like to see the place.
Oh, no. I'm not even allowed to talk about it. I never even go there, sir.
Too bad. I thought it was the most beautiful thing that ever happened to me in my whole life.
You did? My father thought it was the worst thing that had ever happened.
I felt as if you, Ted, all of us were seeing something completely wonderful. What is it, son? What's the matter?
See, General, I never met a keeper, but it was all gold. And we were always so mighty poor. I thought if Father sold it. But I guess he couldn't even think of things like selling gold books. You see, he'd lost his reason.
Gold. Gold books.
Oh, just one book. But heavy. I didn't steal it. That angel dropped it.
You read it?
It was written in all kinds of languages. Wisdom, the angel said it was, gathered from our whole galaxy for Earth.
You say it had messages for Earth. Were there any written in English?
I never saw any. There were lots in languages I never even heard of. Alphabets I've never even seen before. Some just dots.
Did you throw the book away, Teddy?
No! It was all gold. I hid it under an old rock.
Would you tell me?
Sure. I'll show you. Come on.
There had been another book the General was never to know about. A book buried beneath a sod hut in Siberia by a peasant who had intended to sell it, for he too had been poor. But the other book, identical along with the hovel above it, had been reduced to fractions of its atoms by a certain test weapon which had destroyed the body of its bearer. And so, in the green twilight of the tropic isle of Tempest, General Mark Scott searched among the languages of the earth for the message delivered by the angel. At last he found it. On the last pages of the book, among the tongues of Earth, a sound was made by the man as he read the message. A sound that began with despair and ended, as comprehension entered his brain, with a note of exultation. For the message of icy space and flaring stars was this: love one another. Michael McCabe. Listen again next Friday night at 9:30 to SF 68.